Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Thursday, August 13th, and these are the top six stories the Chi Chi team is watching right now. President Donald Trump scoffed at the idea of schools alternating in-person learning days for students to minimize COVID-19 risk, calling it on Wednesday, quote, very strange. The president continued saying, quote, the concept of every other day seems a little ridiculous, right? If you're going to do it, you do it. The alternating day plan is designed to allow students to maintain a social distance between themselves and their peers. The idea is meant to reduce the number of people in a classroom at any given time, while still granting the ability to learn in person half of the time. Some schools have also said they plan to use remote learning days to sanitize classrooms. Trump's dismissal comes as many schools are beginning in-person learning and a day after a Georgia school district made the decision to close a high school due to a coronavirus outbreak among students and staff. Two Florida men accused of using a sham church network to sell a dangerous bleach concoction as a bogus COVID-19 cure have been arrested in Columbia. The father and son duo, Mark and Joseph Grennan, were arrested in Santa Marta for allegedly selling their so-called miracle mineral solution across Colombia, the United States, and Africa. U.S. authorities conducted a raid in July on the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, of which Mark Grennan is the leader, after he and other members were accused of selling the same bleach product as a coronavirus cure. U.S. prosecutors say the church was created to dodge government regulation to sell their miracle mineral solution, which they have insisted is a cure to diseases including HIV and cancer. Federal authorities have evidence that drinking the solution has sent several people to the hospital and may even have killed some people. A white Pennsylvania county judge accused of calling a black woman, quote, Aunt Jemima, and making other racist comments now faces disciplinary charges from the Judicial Conduct Board. Judge Mark V. Tranquilli, who is a former prosecutor, became a judge in 2014. He made the offensive comments after a jury acquitted a man who had been charged with drug delivery in January. He reportedly asked the district attorney why a black woman, who he called Aunt Jemima, had been allowed on the jury. According to investigators, he also said he, quote, knew darn well when she goes home to her baby daddy, he's probably slinging heroin too. The term Aunt Jemima is based on the mammy archetype of an enslaved woman who typically cooked and took care of domestic affairs. In 2015, the judge was accused of telling black parents at a custody hearing that he would, quote, split their baby in half like Solomon and sleep like a baby that night. This is just taking the pandemic to a whole new level. Frozen chicken wings exported from Brazil to Shenzhen, China, officials said, have tested positive for the coronavirus. A small sample of a larger batch of chicken wings sent from Brazil was tested by Shenzhen Disease Control Centers on Thursday. The city's health authorities tested those who may have come into contact with the contaminated chicken, as well as other food items that had been stored near the chicken, but all tested negative for the virus. China has been testing all imported meats and seafoods for the novel coronavirus since a June COVID-19 outbreak was connected to a Beijing seafood market. The country reported Wednesday that the virus had been found in the packaging of shrimp that had been imported from Ecuador. Kanye West has reportedly been in regular contact with President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, since announcing his bid for the White House. Actually, they've allegedly been in touch so much that the rapper's been telling people around him that the two talk, quote, almost daily. Sources cited by Forbes on Wednesday said a previously reported meeting last week between West and Kushner, the White House advisor, was not a one-off, but part of a much closer relationship that has led some within West Circle to suspect Kushner is trying to take advantage of the star's mental issues. West has not denied that his long shot campaign is intended to put a dent in support for Trump's rival, Joe Biden. Though both Trump and his campaign have denied involvement, there have been plenty of signs suggesting otherwise, including an attorney representing the Trump campaign reportedly filing West's nomination paperwork in Wisconsin. One source close to West told Forbes that Kushner appeared to be using some form of, quote, reverse psychology in his interactions with the rapper. West, in turn, has reportedly insisted to associates that, quote, Jared's scared and doesn't want me to run because he knows that I can win. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle dropped over $14 million on the new Montecito, California home they reportedly purchased in secret and have been living in for about 6 weeks. The 18,000-square-foot home has 9 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, and a separate guest house, which Markle's mother has reportedly already visited. The house sits on a 5-acre plot with a pool and several gates for added privacy and security, something the royals wanted. Montecito is home to other major celebrities, including Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Patrick Stewart. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us on your smart speaker or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.